funny people.
Yeah.
Right. Woo!
Oh, let's go.
Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Woo!
Everybody just have a good time.
Clap.
Party rock is in the house.
I cannot do that. What is that? Nah. All right, y'all. All right. Welcome to the Purple House, y'all. This is Tracy Alexander right here in New Orleans at our sister house, Law and Pogger. For those who know, we are the hottest house on the block, the biggest house on the block, where the party never, ever stops. Tonight, we have on our panel, DJ Damien, the one and only. How are you, babe?
What's up? What's up? How we doing, y'all? Fabulous, as always.
Awesome. How was your day today, even though it was raining and cold?
I was being lazy, being pretty, being me.
Uh-oh, speaking of pretty and being me.
Work hard, play hard, baby.
We have a special guest who has now became a part of the panel. So y'all will hear a lot from her. And I hope y'all like get to share her views. Give it up for Ness. Like,
hi.
Nestle's quick, because she's quick to get your coins, honey.
Special.
Oh, she's special?
Oh.
Like Shaw Yellow Bus special.
Hey girl, how you doing?
Good. How's your hair? Oh, I see the retraction
alopecia
going on
right there. Ooh, I knew she was the shade.
You were halfway pink, baby.
Halfway pink.
That's what's up. How you doing, Ness? What's going on?
For that one. Not much. How are you?
I love it.
All right, Ness. All right, tell everybody. What part of the city are you representing?
Wait, I'm in the city.
Well, what
so
it
where
was.
Am I?
New Orleans.
The 504.
I don't even know my goddamn name half the time.
Oh, ooh, good lord.
I'm just playing. Well, I guess now Pogger him up with the 7th Ward.
Uh-oh, she representing the 7th Ward. I mean, even though I'm in the 7th Ward, I still rep 3rd Ward.
Well, I'm not about to be repping Kenner.
Ooh. Oh, I would represent the Kenner Ward. I call that the WPN, the White People Neighborhood Ward.
Yeah, I'm good on that one.
Yeah, WPN representing Kenner. Heller.
Kenner.
Hello.
Right. Well, y'all, tonight's topic is music of the millennium. Now, I am the one who actually has a tough time, like, dealing with this topic because I am not a person of the millennium or who listens to a lot of the music in the millennium, because to me, it's like everyone is on the, what is it, the thing T-Pain was doing.
Oh, the
auto-tuning.
Yes, you know, so.
I was trying to be a smart ass there, too. I didn't think you were actually talking about that. But.
It's all synthesized.
Synthesizers, yeah, all that stuff. You know, and they stole that from the man who did Computer Love, but I ain't gonna say nothing about it. But, you know, we were all sitting down discussing that we would actually bring up songs of the millennium, which we are doing 2005 to 2000 and now. So we're going to start off with Damien. Mm-hmm. And Damien, why don't you give us a little taste of the song that you think represents the year 2005 to 2009.
Ooh, let's see. I think, you know, the one person I think who started off and he busted it out and he didn't stop, we're going to go a little with my man Bruno.
Oh, Bruno Mars.
I hate Bruno Mars.
Oh,
somebody asked you. Well, my question.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt that.
With Bruno Mars song, you rocking, babe.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
like a dragon, wanna retire, man, I'm too hot.
So, say my name, you know. Why would your greatest hit of all time that represents the millennium become Bruno Mars?
Just because I think he did his thing, and it related to me, I guess you could say, you know, through those years, me being on stage and performing, and the whole, you know, party out, you know, vibe, and
I feel
the musicality, and you know what I mean, like, it's sick.
Like with me, one thing.
He had more than one album, too, folks.
Right. But like, one of the things that I can totally respect about Bruno Mars, he is... Yeah, he can. I'm not gonna lie. He can sing, but he's someone who actually took a risk with music. He went back and pulled up sounds from like Motown and from like the era of the Supremes, and he brought that into modern time, which I think is kudos for him because everybody else was on something else, you know. But he decided to really like root his music into a certain brand, and I respect that to the fullest.
Gorilla, ooh, that was another one.
Yeah, that's the one. Today I don't feel like doing anything. That's that.
No, that's a lazy song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I ain't heard Gorilla.
Gorilla, you haven't heard Girl. So, about to make you have babies.
Oh, okay.
I think the reason why I don't like Bruno Mars, and I'm not saying that he's not talented or anything like that, because I do think that he is extremely talented. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's
like
more than I am.
But, why? For right now.
For that part. But
I tell one of us to do like a rap battle and get him off the, you know. Eminem, help us.
I don't like him. He's not even from 8 Mile.
Oh, girl.
He might be from 7.5 Mile.
Well, I don't give a fuck. I don't like him.
Oh.
There's only so many
ways. You gotta like him, you gotta respect him, though.
No, I don't, because there's only so many ways that you can sit there and rap about your mom that's addicted to drugs.
But you cannot rap anybody. Have you heard of freestyle?
Okay, I will say I was impressed by a 6-page-long rap god.
I mean, look what it did with Rihanna. Six-page
long. It was six pages?
I am impressed by that. I will say that. I just, you know, but it's that airplane song that Bruno, that made me not like Bruno Mars. Isn't it like, it's B.O.B., Bruno Mars, and...
Billionaire?
No, definitely. Am I thinking of
the airplane song?
No, I know what you're
talking about. The airplane's in the sky. Isn't Bruno Mars in that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, because they used to play it all the fucking time. Back in Ohio. And, like, on the bus, in school. And it just was like...
I mean, that's like when I used to work in the French Quarters, and... Every at 4:30, everybody played "Don't Stop Believing" by Journey.
Yes,
that used to get on my nerve. I used to know when that song was being played, I was late for work.
Yeah,
because they all did it at the same time.
Oh my God, play it like.
Oh yeah, "Don't Stop Believing." Yeah. All right, y'all. This is Bruno Mars with "Uptown Funk You Up." Ain't that what it is? Uptown Funk You Up. Uptown Funk. Bonking them a hoes up.
You hear this song? This song?
That's what's up. All right. All right. Okay, now, Miss Ness, what would be your... And we're gonna get the DJ to play it. He ain't gonna mess over you. But what would be your all-time millennial... song?
So it's actually a song that came out this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're gonna be able to find it because it's a punk band that's
okay. I'm the shit. Let's go.
All right, so it's this band from Olympia, Washington that I actually opened up for called Xylitol, Xylitol, like the sugar.
They got a sugar like call that?
It's a form of sugar, and yeah, cool. But Xylitol. Mm. Wait.
They don't even know how to spell a doggone group name. Xylocollis.
Xylitol. It's called "I Want a Refund." And it's basically...
You don't have it? You might be beat this time.
I'll beat you.
Have you seen my childhood?
Yeah, it's called "I Want a Refund." Basically, it's just saying that, like, this is something that, like, I learned when my friend passed away, that, mm-hmm. like, nothing in this world actually gets better. We just, like, what does get better and easier for us all is forms of coping and coping mechanisms.
Right.
And the world's shit. Especially now, like, we're really kind of, like, at a point of, you know, it's not the best.
Right.
Sorry, I'm a little bit of a bit annoyed, but,
that's what's up.
But it's just pure feminine anger, and, yeah, it's also with the members of this band called Gloss, which was an all-female, or, well, an all-femme-identifying trans punk band called Gloss, Girls Living Outside of Society Shit.
Okay, what are girls living outside of society shit?
Yeah, unfortunately, the lead singer of that band is very problematic, so they're no longer together, but the members of Gloss are in Xylitol, so.
All right, so can we get a little taste of Xylitol? Oh, I pronounced that right, huh?
Yeah.
Xylitol.
It's funny, their first album is called Xylitol, Is It Toxic to Pigs? Because if you eat it, it can kill you.
So, with this song here, I know I want my refund too. I ain't lying, Xylitol. I go spend too much money for some bullshit, and I'll never get what I supposed to have got. Wish.com. Wish, stop giving people shit all messed up. Okay, Wish?
Thank you.
Have us waiting a whole month, and the clothes don't even fit.
A year.
We done ate all that doggone food and got a five, and a month later, we in the eight, and you gonna come and bring that five, which is a Chinese two?
It's too big.
I want a refund. Anyway, so the group Xylitol, they were, are they still, they're still playing?
Yeah, this is actually off their new album, their first album that they've released in, I think, 3-4 years now.
Okay.
They recorded during quarantine and all that, but Laura's the lead singer. I fucking love her so much. She's like this little librarian. She's like, "Hi, I'm Laura," and then she sounds like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Like, how many people is in the band? Because this is my first time hearing them. So
yeah, there's four people in the band. The drummer and guitarist, and I think they got a new bassist. But the bassist originally, all three of them used to be in Gloss.
Okay.
And Laura, I think Laura has been in other projects also, but I'm not sure.
That's cool. You know, one thing that I do like about, you know, when it comes down to, like, and don't get me wrong, I love all boy bands, and I also do give homage to all girl bands. Like, it's so hard for women to be in a male dominated industry. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Without having them to be sexually, you know, talked to, or, you know, something that's pertaining to sex, or degrading them as bitches and hoes. Right. You know, and don't get me wrong, I respect a lot of the female rappers as well that are out here who are being honest and strong enough to talk about their pussies.
Exactly.
You know, because we've been hearing about their pussies from guys that it's only a male perspective, when women have views as well, you know. So kudos to Xylitol.
Right.
You know.
Yes, we can.
For me, I don't know, y'all, because my go-to would, oh goodness, it would have to be, and it has to be like 2005. Shit. I did hear one. I would have to go with Lose My Breath by Destiny's Child.
Oh my God, I forgot about that song.
I like that.
The reason why I choose this song is the video, to me, I thought was well put together. I love that they had the battle between all of their identities. Mm-hmm. And
the beat is sick.
And you know, the way that, I mean, just to see that even though this was the end of Beyoncé's journey with Destiny's Child, you know, it was such a evolution phase to say that they went from the four, then they went with Farrah and the other girl, and you know, then they turned around and it was three, and Beyoncé was like, enough of that shit, I'm ready.
She just,
you know,
right over it.
Because I mean, at the end of the day, of course, it's gonna be a problem when it's $1 billion on the elevator.
Hello.
Okay, in the words of Beyoncé.
It'll be $1 billion elevator.
You know, of course, some shit will go down when there's $1 billion on the elevator. So, y'all, this is my choice. Destiny's Child, Lose My Breath. I like the way through the little milk in it, the powder milk, yeah. Beyoncé's father. And a lot of people wouldn't see it like I see it because they think that he kind of like fucked up the industry. But I had to take time to like really think about the system. First off, Destiny's Child was a group created to push Beyoncé. You see what I'm saying? Which was the vision that her dad seen. Don't get me wrong. Do I think that that was the right decision? I don't think it was the right decision, but as a father to his child, that was the right decision for Beyoncé and him. You know, because don't get me wrong, y'all, Kelly can sing her ass off. Michelle can sing her ass off as well. As well as Letitia, is that her name? The one who sang Scorn. LaToya.
Oh, yeah.
LaToya could sing. Now, the other one, she couldn't sing. But she wrote a book. Latavia, the one who had the red hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can't sing, but she wrote a book. And a lot of people, I remember when Beyoncé left from them, you know, they kind of hated a little bit. But, y'all, Beyoncé has been one of the most strongest trendsetters of the millennium years. Like, Telephone was like one when that song came out, everyone switched from telephones to cell phones at that time. You know, when was the telephone or video phone that did it?
Video phone.
And then she did the song with you know, she also made a mark when she was the first woman to have her whole video collection put out on YouTube.
Yep, yep.
You know, so she has been one of the most biggest trendsetters that I've seen thus far. You know, so, you know, kudos to Beyoncé and Destiny's Child. And I don't know if we could keep up with her neither because, you know, I think Beyoncé gonna be dancing even when she gone.
Sure. You know she got Blue.
Yeah. Look, Blue have something to be held.
She got the Jay-Z guy.
Oh, do
my bad.
She?
Hey, my bad.
I like Jay-Z, you know, but Beyoncé.
You know I like you.
Beyoncé, Blue, got her daddy here.
Mm-hmm.
That's still. You know.
At least she didn't.
So that is what's up, you guys. And this is the Purple House. We'll be back with a word from our sponsors.
Hit me.
Oh, well, hit me again. And we'll be right back with the Purple House, you guys.